Hey everyone, this is your host, Soph Storm, and welcome to the Ocean Minded podcast. So come along with me and let's explore the depths of the sea that is personal development. I'm here to help you expand your horizons and show you that you are the water in the wave. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Ocean Minded Podcast. Today's episode is going to be one of those episodes I wing, and it's going to be the message that I want to bring through. And at the moment, the message that's coming through is the fact that you should be so proud of yourself. So let's dive in. There's times in our lives where we just continue our life and we don't sit and we don't like reflect on the fact that we have been through a lot and we've navigated all this change and we've done a lot and we've done a lot of growth as well. And I think this comes off my episode from last week where I had just gone through this hectic moment of my life and life really freaking happened. And I was talking about how, you know, I was really proud of myself for like the change in the mindset, but I don't think we sit there enough and just realize how much we've gone through. So this episode is to help you realize, wow, like I'm doing fucking great. Like I've been through so much and I'm here and I'm doing. And whether or not it is you doing something very small, like, you know, you've woken up every morning at six, or you've said your affirmations daily, or you've said no to seeing a friend, or when you like haven't been in the emotional capacity for it, or you've cooked yourself a dinner, or you've had yourself like giving yourself a little pamper moment. Like those are all things, like if your previous self didn't do those are all things you should be proud of. And this is where we need to celebrate these little small moments, because these are the moments that bring us to our true authentic selves, because they're the things that light us up. But we need to recognize them to know we're on the right path, because we want to be doing the things that light us up. We want to be doing the things that make us feel fucking great. And if we don't sit there and recognize that, then how can we realize also what we're not doing that doesn't make us feel that great? So I want you to spend like a literal 5 seconds right now. Just think the first thing that comes to your head. What is something that you've done recently that you've been really proud of, whether it's big or small? Like it could be the fact that you got a job, or it could be as small as like I literally journaled today for the first time ever. What is something that you can be proud of? Because I guarantee there's something. And then just like give yourself a little fucking pat on the back. Just be like, I did that. Like I fucking did that. And just give yourself a moment. Like fucking woo, you fucking did that. Like say, go on, just say, just like literally just right now. This is going to be a little bit of like an episode where you're going to have to get involved with me. You're going to have to do the things, but just say like, I fucking did it. I fucking did blank. Say it. Say I fucking did blank. And like say it with like, I fucking did that. Like I wasn't going to. The previous me wouldn't have done this. Previous me would be shocked at myself for doing this. And I'm fucking doing it. And just say, I'm doing it. Because that is fucking great. I find it really fascinating thinking about previous versions of myself. And I've spoken about this before as well on the podcast. But thinking of them and being like, wow, like Jesus Christ, so much has changed. Like, whoa, there is a lot that has changed between myself in a year. And reflecting on this obviously makes you feel really proud about yourself, but it makes you see like so much about yourself and it makes you look at yourself in a different light, because your day-to-day self, like we tend to recognize a lot of other people's things that they do and not really our own. It's harder to be like, woo, I did this, than it is to be like when someone else does something. Like it's not always natural to be like, to talk about the things we're doing, because sometimes it feels vain, or it could feel like I'm rubbing it in, or like you don't want to be that person. You want to remain like humble. And if you feel like this, like that's a great place to start as well with like limiting beliefs, because they are limiting beliefs. Like you should be able to fucking celebrate anything you do all the time, regardless of what's going on in anyone's lives. Like you should be able to, obviously pick a time and place. We just don't do it whenever, but obviously you'd have your wits about you. So a really good exercise to do is reflect between now and like this literal to the day, like this Sophie on this day, this me on this day versus this me on that day, on previous year day, like a literal year ago. We're talking May a year ago. What was this version of myself doing? And a really interesting exercise is like to write down five things that that version of yourself wouldn't even imagine this, like imagine doing as a human, like just so far from that. Like my five would be the fact that I am going to the gym. Like previous me would be like, you're going to the gym by yourself. No, you are not. That's what previous me would be like. Previous me would be like, you like are not anxious and stressed all the time. Previous me would be like, you like are the happiest you've ever been. What? Like previous me would be freaking out over like current version Sophie, and especially everything she's been through. Like, because this is when my life started changing. This time last year was like May, really, really changed a lot. And I think previous Sophie would have been like how did we get through all of this? And a really interesting exercise to do is to write down the five things, even three, it doesn't have to be five, but three to five things that a literal year ago from you would be like shocked at. And kind of just like write down even a little sentence of like why that version of yourself would be shocked at that. Like, why would she or he be so shocked at this new version of yourself? And why, and what did it take? Like, what was holding that version of yourself back? And it'd be really just interesting to see what limiting beliefs you've overcome in that time, because that's what is essentially holding that version of yourself back from doing those things, are these beliefs that you had that were limiting yourself from stepping out of your comfort zone into doing that thing. So mine, for example, was with gym, was I was limiting myself by not going to the gym by myself. And now I go to the gym by myself and I go with ease and I'm fine and I love it. And but that like past version of myself thought she was going to get sick by doing that, so she didn't do that. So that's a really interesting mindset shift that I've had. It's just so foreign to me to now think that that was something that happened to me. Like that limiting belief existed in my brain, and it didn't, and I just didn't do anything about it for so many years. And now I've done something about it, and it's like it feels so foreign to me. And that's the next step that like feels really amazing, is like recognizing how foreign these beliefs that you're writing down feel to you. Like, do they show up anymore? Do they show up in other ways? And this is where like you get to like the really deep rooted things, because you're realizing like, wow, I'm growing and evolving. Like, this is something to be proud of. But you're also like, okay, maybe I need to work on this just a little bit more, because I think I can do like a little bit better. Even though it's like completely different shift from this year to last year, like there's still bits I can see it coming up in my life. And like, you can work on those as well. The next step, so we've got the first step of writing down the three to five things that the previous version of yourself within a year would be like shocked by, and then write down like a little sentence about next to those about why you like previous version would be shocked at you for like overcoming these things or doing these things now, and what was stopping them from doing those things at the time, or what did they believe was stopping them. And then the second step is to see if any of that shows up still in anywhere in your life. And then the third step is to think of an actionable step to stop that from continuing on in your life. And just writing down, like, you know, if it is you go to the gym by yourself, but like you haven't really used any of the other machines. So it's like, okay, what can make you a little bit more ambitious? Could it be like getting a PT session where the PT shows you on those machines, so you can actually go to the gym and have like the full reign of the gym without feeling like that? Or it could be like, you know, past me, she journals now, but it's like, But do you still have this barrier between like what you're journaling? Are you just journaling about the same stuff? Like, do you want to open? Do you want to get deeper? Do you want to like get questions? Like, maybe you go and get some prompts from Sophie on Instagram. You ask her like, hey, Soph, like I want to do some deeper journaling and like on this topic, like, can you please send me something through? And maybe she'll send you something through. Who knows? She's quite a nice person, so she may. Or you can just... Or they could be like other things that you can like delve deeper in and just kind of get like an actionable step to really eliminate this limiting belief from your life. And then a year from now, you're like that version of yourself will be like, oh, like it's completely gone because I, you know, reflected on it and I realized, oh, I haven't fully got rid of it. Then the fourth thing is to just be fucking proud of yourself, which we already kind of had a little grateful moment for, you know, the one thing that, the first thing that came to your head. But like when we've got a little bit of a more lengthier list of 3 to 5 things, be grateful. Like write down how you feel about the fact that you're no longer this version of yourself. Like how does it make you feel? Do you feel like amazing? Do you feel sad? Do you feel like a little bit sorry for her? Do you feel like what feelings come up towards this previous version of yourself? And like just like give her a little like send off and just because this version of yourself at the end of the day started the process of you feeling how you feel now. So like, for example, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I always look back at that previous version of myself and I just think like fucking thank you. Thank you for like just doing the things because like I wouldn't be where I am right now without her going through and feeling all of those things because she felt so scared of going to the gym by herself that she was like, fuck this, I need to go to the gym by myself. I need to overcome my fear. And she just did it. And she was shocked. She would be completely shocked that I'm here, right, like where I am right now because I am at the gym by myself. But like at that point in time, she found a way to get herself into the gym, which was she found herself a gym buddy, got into the gym, got comfortable on the machines, then started and like continuously used those machines and then like, you know, upped her weights and now she's there by herself. That's what that version of myself did. But she had to do that in order for me to be where I am right now, for me to feel the most confident I've ever felt, for me to feel the happiest I've ever felt. And I look at that version of myself and think like, oh, she was so limited by her thoughts. If only she had have known, like she could just not think like that and her life would like be so different. But I can't, you know, go back and change that in myself. And I got there at the end of the day. It might have taken me a year, but I got there. But like, I feel a little bit sorry for that version of myself because the years prior to her, like to that version, she did feel like this for so long and she could have just changed these thoughts. And, you know, as I said, we got there, but it's, you do feel a little bit of like sorriness towards that person. She also, like this version of myself was really dreading a breakup and she was going, this is when it probably all started happening and the talk started happening and she was really scared. And I feel sorry for that Sophie because she felt like she couldn't find comfort on the other side. And just to know the fact that like, we're fine, like we're so fine is I just wish I could tell her that at that point in time. So writing a letter where you're like just reflecting on this version of yourself and you're just writing all the things that you feel towards this version and how like happy you are to be this version and how this version of yourself led you to being this version as well, being thankful and grateful for her and just giving her like a special place in your heart because she really did do the hard yards to get to where you are right now. And my version of myself got me to a really happy place and I'm really grateful for it. And it might not be the same for you, but there are things that you can find to be grateful for because of the things you're proud of now, because that version of yourself would have started the process of making those changes. And you can even be like, I'm so fucking proud of her because she decided that she needed to go to the gym, or she decided that she needed to start journaling, or she started to say no to people, or she started to realize, hey, like I'm not letting anyone walk over me anymore. I'm going to stop being a people pleaser and I'm just going to be a people pleaser towards people who actually deserve it. And like that could have been a moment for her as well. So write down like a little letter and just like thank her and thank everything she's done and other feelings that come up and like, you know, say sorry that she had to feel like this and just comfort this year ago version from yourself. Now, the next step, because I feel like when you're so proud of yourself, this is how I look at it, right? I look at my previous version of myself and I think, fuck, like I'm so proud of her. Like she did all this change. She did all this. And I think of myself right now. And then I think of myself in a year. And I think like, what would I want to be proud of in a year? What would I want to look back on and be like so grateful for? This is where it's a good time to write down 5 things that you want to change again. And like you want to have different. It could be like, I want to be more consistent with gym. I want to nourish and listen to my body more. I want to feel confident. I want to get better at managing my money. I want to do this. Like write down 5 things that you want to change again within a year and you want your future self to be proud of. And then write that down. And once you've written that down, write a letter from your future self from now. Go from a year and then literally date it, like whatever the date is, May 2025, and write down everything you've done in past tense as if you've already done it. And write down the steps it took for you to get there. So like, you know, you want to get more confident. You started buying clothes that made you feel better. Like you didn't buy clothes that made you feel worse. You made them feel better. Like you started actively like dressing the way you wanted to dress. You got your hair, you did something different with your hair. You bought different makeup. You bought a different fake tan. I don't know, like something like that makes you feel a confidence appearance wise. Could also be like started going to the gym, started eating differently so I could feel better, because you know, if I feel good by nourishing my body, I'm going to feel good naturally, like confident. It could be like I read a book that helped me with a personal development journey. Could be I booked into Sophie's free 30-minute shift session and changed a limiting belief of mine and it really worked. I'm just like sneakily plugging those when I can. But it could be all of these things and you just write down every single thing and it doesn't even have to be like super, like it could just be a page. And you just write down everything in a year, the past tense, like it's already happened. And in this moment, feel how proud you are of yourself the same way that you feel like how proud you are of yourself a year ago. Bring in that feeling. Bring in like when you're rereading this letter, like bring in the proudness of you doing all these things. Like as you're reading it, be like, oh my God, we go to gym ourselves. Oh my God, we're confident. Oh my God, like we're happy. We've done this to make us happy. Yes, like love this. And just read it and get super freaking proud of yourself for it. Because that feeling that you're cultivating in that moment is the feeling that you will want to bring in the future. And because you already know how it feels, like based on the exercise you've done prior to this exercise of feeling really proud of yourself for your past version of the past year, with the future year, you could only imagine how the feeling is because you're literally tapping into it right now. So you know what that feeling is going to feel like. It might feel different because there might be different achievements, but like you know how to cultivate this proud, like, oh my God, we did all this feeling. So that means it actually really helps manifesting in these things, because manifestation, the best way to manifest anything, the only way to manifest anything, is based off the energy you're producing. And if you're producing this fucking excited, like proud energy, you're going to be able to manifest these things. And you're like a future you is going to do all of this shit and it's going to fucking happen. And then you're going to actually be fucking proud of yourself because that stuff happened. And a great, 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 great way of making this, like manifesting this further, is recording this, like recording you speaking about it and listening to it at least once a day. And we call it a letter from your higher self. And it's in a way that it's, you read it to yourself in this, with this feeling. So then when you listen back to it, you can easily cultivate this feeling, even on a day where you feel like you can't cultivate it. The energy that this recording will bring this amazing feeling of you feeling really proud proud of yourself. And then naturally, in the world of law of attraction, it will bring in all of this change that you're wanting in a year, and it will bring it in ways that you may not, you may have even written it down. It might come in a different form, but you've written it down. You've written down the feeling. You've cultivated how you want to feel in this moment and how you do feel when you're reading back on this letter. It will come in. So this is why sitting there and being really proud of yourself can help you so much, because it keeps you going. It keeps you going because you know how proud you are of that, of yourself from a year ago now. You're so proud of that person for all the things, like even though she's shocked at the things that may be here now, like writing that letter, the thank you letter, or the letter towards this person, you just get this feeling that you're just like, if I can do that and I can change this much now, like I can do it again and I can change more. And having this moment of feeling so proud of your previous version of yourself makes it easier to just keep going. Makes it easy because, like, if that version of yourself had given up on the thing she was doing at those times, you wouldn't be here where you are right now. So this, like, message from this whole entire episode is like, obviously be so proud of yourself for like doing the things you've done, but like this feeling that you're feeling, this proudness you're feeling, this pride you have, really helps you keep going in those moments that you are struggling to keep doing the things that you want to do, to keep making the changes you want to make. This feeling that you're feeling right now, know that that's on the other side of pushing through and like staying consistent and wading through the discomfort and like getting through the shitty stuff that you don't necessarily want to get through. Because it's hard sometimes to envision ourselves in the future doing the thing that we want to do because we feel so distant and it feels so foreign to us. But if you tap into this feeling of like the pride and like being so grateful and proud of yourself, like this previous version of yourself, you can tap into those feelings so easily because you felt them before and you're feeling them right now in like whilst I'm guiding you through this episode. So it's a really good way to help you get through the things that are hard and to wade through the discomfort of life and to go through the unknown and uncertainty, because the only thing you can guarantee in that uncertainty in those times is how you will feel reflecting on your past self is proud and grateful. And finding comfort in knowing that whilst I go through this, even though it's uncomfortable, this change that I'm feeling is uncomfortable, I can find comfort in knowing that that's going to be familiar. That feeling is going to be a little bit of a familiar place for me. And that kind of makes it less scary because there is some familiarity on the other side and wading through this discomfort. And this is why getting out of your comfort zone can be made easy, because there's ways to find comfort. And I guess this kind of goes off the episode from last week as well. I don't know if you listened to it, but I spoke about like three things to help you cope when life happens. And like one of the things was finding comfort in a situation. Like this is another thing you can find comfort in. Like you get to choose how foreign something feels for you. And there's ways that you can make things feel familiar and make them feel safe and make them feel less scary and less unknown and less uncertain and less uncomfortable. Because you can find comfort in parts of these things, even if it's comfort in knowing that people who go through this journey, like just say you want to go through the gym, even bodybuilders would have had a point where they had to have this uncomfortable feeling of going to a gym by themselves for the first time, even if it's finding comfort in that. Musicians, like they all had to learn how to play a guitar or play an instrument. Find comfort in knowing that they once didn't know. And this is how it makes it easier to keep going and to keep pushing and to keep being persistent and to keep getting through, because you're finding this comfort, finding this familiarity, finding this safety, finding this security in all of these places. And you can find it. It's whether or not you choose to find it. Anyway, today is going to be a short episode today because I just really feel like I needed to relay this episode, like this message of like, you can do it and you should be so proud of yourself because you've done things before, like you've done incredible stuff. And whether or not you sit down and write down all the things that you've just done that is cool to remind yourself, like, wow, okay, I'm a fucking cool person. I've done cool shit. Like, do it. Write it down. If that's what you need to make yourself realize, like, I'm a cool person, do that, because you will find things. There will be things. And it doesn't have to be like, I won an award. It doesn't have to be like that. It could be like, I literally changed my whole entire mindset in a year. So yeah, get writing. And I really hope this episode gave you some motivation to keep going, because the situations, all of our situations are how we make them. And I'm all about making my situations at the minute like as safe and comfortable. And I just feel like it's a really, really hard thing to get into. But once you get into it, it's great. And you really feel like you can tackle anything in life. And I hope that you find that comfort as well. Anyway, I hope you have a nice day, and I'll speak to you next week.